From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama has accepted the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo, Norway, telling his European audience that peace requires responsibility and entails sacrifice. And Piers Moore-Lyson reports.
Although the Nobel Committee gave him the award for the promise of his work on global warming and nuclear disarmament, Mr. Obama came before them today a war president, having just committed 30,000 more troops to battle in Afghanistan, and he used the speech to justify that decision.
We will not eradicate violent conflict in our lifetimes. There will be times when nations, acting individually or in concert, will find the use of force not only necessary, but morally justified.
The Nobel Committee gave the president the prize just 9 months into his term, in large part because of the contrast he posed to George W. Bush. But today, Mr. Obama might have disappointed them when he said evil does exist in the world and negotiations cannot convince all our enemies to lay down their arms. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has voiced her support for an important provision of the tentative Senate Democratic compromise on health care. Proposed initiative, which would scale back a public insurance option, would rely on other alternatives, including expanding eligibility for Medicare. Pelosi said today she wants to see more details, but says the idea of opening Medicare to people 55 and older has merit. While the so-called public option has been backed by liberals as a way to create competition for private insurers, senators are said to have reached a tentative agreement to consider dropping it in favor of other alternatives like the Medicare expansion provision. Families of five Americans detained by Pakistani police are rejecting allegations the young men traveled to Pakistan to meet militants and fight American soldiers. More from NPR's Jamie Terabay.
Through their lawyer, the families say they're extremely worried about the safety of their sons, and they don't believe the men could be involved in the kind of activities reported by Pakistani officials. Nina Ginsberg is representing the families who are so far refusing to speak to the media. But it was the families who contacted the authorities in the first place. They raised the alarm earlier this week after the five young men failed to return from what they'd told their parents was a weekend function. The parents first called each other, and after one of them found a disturbing video message stored on a computer drive, they then called the FBI. Pakistani officials say the men have confessed to wanting to join militant groups. The FBI has now confirmed that the five men who were missing are the same people being detained in Pakistan. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 68 points to close at 10,405. The Nasdaq was up 7 points, ending the session at 2,190. The Standard & Poor's 500 rose 6 points today. This is NPR. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now estimating upwards of 50 million Americans have contracted swine flu, with nearly 10,000 people dying due to the disease. The CDC, in its latest update on the progress of the H1N1 virus, says between April and November of this year, it estimates around 200,000 people were hospitalized. That new figure would indicate roughly one in every six Americans have been exposed to swine flu. Number of workers filing first-time jobless claims jumped last week more than expected. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
474,000 people signed up for unemployment benefits last week. That's 17,000 more than the week before. But the weekly jobless claims number tends to be volatile. Economists say a four-week average is a better measure of the employment situation. And that number is the lowest it's been in more than a year. Tim Quinlan is an economic analyst at Wells Fargo.
It's an improvement only on a relative basis. We haven't actually seen job growth here in some time.
Analysts say that when weekly jobless claims drop to about 400,000, it will be a sign that the economy is adding more jobs than it's losing. The four-week moving average of jobless claims has shown improvement for 14 weeks straight. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
NASA officials say a bulky wheel on the Mars Spirit rover is complicating efforts to free it from a sand trap where it's been stuck for the past 8 months. NASA said today it's continuing to run tests to see if it can prompt movement in the rover's right rear wheel. But so far, that has not been successful. Spirit landed on Mars in 2004, along with sister rover Opportunity. It's far outlasted its expected lifespan. I'm Jack Speer in Washington.